So we develop a model which is based on Excel and a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet, in which we consider 6 different types of technology for power generation in the UK. They consist of coal-fired power station, gas-fired power station, both onshore and offshore wind farms, nuclear power stations, and we also consider coal-fired station with carbon capture and storage.
And what do most people go for? Are they biased towards one specific mix, or are there lots of different mixes?
It does vary from one to another. It's quite surprising to me that some people are very pro-nuclear, but there are others who are just against nuclear and not fond of coal-fired station, I suppose, because it generates a lot of carbon dioxide emissions and would go for onshore and offshore wind farms. So it does vary quite a lot. Yeah, it's difficult to really pinpoint a certain mix that is favourable to a lot of people. Different people seem to have different opinions about how best we should generate electricity in the UK.
And how have you found the experience? Have you found it interesting to explain your research to people?
Yeah, it's actually extremely interesting. I was quite surprised of people's reactions towards this topic. I certainly handle this more or less like any other research student, just looking at it from a very academic point of view. But the public embrace the topic in a very social manner, how it impacts their lifestyle. For instance, electricity bills wasn't main criterion that I was considering, or even risk of power cuts. I was looking more in terms of carbon dioxide emissions and the fuel shares in terms of the percentage of different technologies. But most of the audience are more concerned about electricity bills and also risk of power cuts. In fact, risk of power cuts was a very popular criterion that a lot of people were looking at. And that was the criterion that I paid the least attention to when I was developing the model. That's certainly something that I will work on more, maybe put in more parameters into how risk of power cuts can be better represented, can be better modeled.